Here's the intro today for Michael Carayannis. That's what friends are for. It's a new intro.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
That's what friends are for. Michael Carayannis from The Telegraph.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. I'm just wondering if when you guys go out at the end of the season to celebrate the year, will Brandy follow Vossi into a cubicle and help him out?
We've already done that this morning.
We've done that gag already, Michael. Brandy went off to the crapper this morning, prep for the show. I went in there. I was a bit worried about him. I go in there. He's just scrolling through on his phone. I just, there was nothing to be seen. I said, oh, that's a surprise. But Michael, this is such rugby league areas, this story. I'm sorry, but I cannot believe a word of it. What can you tell us?
Well, The parents are steadfast in their reasoning why that they were in the cubicle. They told Newcastle officials that yesterday. I'm assuming they'll be telling the NRL Integrity Unit whenever they chat with the players, if that hasn't been done already. And, you know, the NRL will talk with, I'm assuming they'll try and talk with the staff and security at the Newcastle establishment just to gauge exactly what was going on, because there's no doubt everyone saw the reaction of the security guard. He was quite shocked when he realised it was Kalen Ponga leaving. He didn't say much about Kurt Mann leaving the cubicle, but as soon as he saw Kalen Ponga, he was quite shocked. And, you know, if anything more comes of it and they're found to have lied, I think it's a sackable offence.
Yeah, right. Strong words, but yes. Now, you obviously...
How would they find out that they lied, how do they prove that they lied? That's the thing, Michael.
Exactly. I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's going to be... And as I said, the players are adamant, and they've spoken to Newcastle officials, and, you know, Newcastle officials believe them, I guess, because that's how steadfast they were in their...
Did they say, we believe you, with raised eyebrows? Oh,
I'm not sure. I don't know.
And this story just keeps going.
Yeah, well, let's work through it. Well, where has there been wrongdoing here? First of all, Michael, I think we all agree. It's a bad look to an extent that the team is playing that night. The Knights having a wretched season, and there's your captain, one of your players, and they're out on the drink. Do we agree? That's a bad look. But that's not a second
terrible.
Affair, but a bad look.
Terrible look.
Secondly, both players, one is in concussion, sitting out. The other one has a soft tissue injury. At all the professional clubs, there is a no drinking policy when you are rehabbing injury, correct? So is there penalty for that within the walls of Newcastle?
For sure, particularly Kurt Mann. So Kurt Mann's got a soft tissue injury, hoping to be back at some stage this year. He'll be sanctioned for sure about that. Kalen Ponga is a little bit of a grey area. He's not going to be back this year. So Newcastle, are they supposed to impose a drinking ban for the rest of the off season, for the rest of the year? How's that supposed to work? He hadn't had a drink while he was undergoing all the tests around his concussion, but he's in full training at the moment. So there's a little bit of a grey area in terms of Kalen, but I'd be surprised if he's not disciplined in some way, but Kurt Mann will be disciplined for sure.
Mm. Okay, three rounds to go. It's teamless Tuesday, and there's some injury problems at clubs.
Yeah, there's a fair bit. Manly's Jake Trbojevic won't play again this year. He's got a broken hand, so he's going to miss the rest of the year, and Manly just look like they're imploding at the moment. They've got a bit of a vibe of the Dragons post-barbecue last year at the moment, Manly, don't they, in terms of everything that's going on at that club at the moment. Some good news for Mitchell Moses. Brad Arthur said last night that he's going to name him today, and he's got to get through some sessions at the back end of the week to see if he can make his return from a broken finger. South Sydney, a bit of concern regarding Latrell Mitchell's groin. He didn't finish training yesterday. Short turnaround. They play Thursday. So, you know, if he's even in, you know, 5% doubt, you just can't play him. I know it's an important game against Penrith to try and push for, you know, a higher place in that top eight. But, you can't play Latrell. If he's in any doubt,
yeah.
You know, if he does significant damage and misses a finals game, well, South can't win. So
no, that's right. Yeah. It's they're a little bit different the last year, weren't they? When they made the grand final without Latrell, they haven't got the same players in the side. You know, Gagai's not there. Jaden Sewer's not on the other side of the field. They need Latrell. Now, I thought there was a commission meeting and the grand final situation was sorted out over the weekend, but it's not.
Apparently it's not, no. Peter Vilandis was pretty scathing of suggestions that the grand final had been committed to Sydney. There was reports and suggestions of that yesterday, but he's come out on the front foot and said, no, that's not true. There's a few options still in Queensland to consider, but guys, like, the grand final will be in Sydney. I'll be shocked if this year's grand final is not in Sydney.
Agree.
All right, wonderful report, Michael. I just want you to know, and I do want an answer, that if you are crook and go to the crapper, I'm not following you in. You don't have my support. Would you do it for Brandy or myself?
I'd follow you in, Michael. I'll
definitely do it for Brandy now, not for you, Vossie.
Well, I'm not doing it for you. I'm just being honest.
MC.
On your way, Michael.
Legend. You're part of the non-leadership group with me.
Yeah. Very good.
On your way.
See you, Michael. See you, Michael.
Bye.
Michael Carayannis from The Telegraph. His take on all things rugby league. We have our Fox Sports football reporter, James Dodd, coming up shortly.
Yeah, excellent. Filthy says, ScoMo's no different to PVL, pointing himself as Australian selector.
It's a little bit.
Get to the top and I want to do that and that.
Fair enough. 17 and a half after 7, breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on SEN. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.